Hello, 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 hello.
Hello.
Welcome to our first ever episode of
A Mouthful.
Yes, A Mouthful, not just Mouthful.
You keep saying Mouthful. I'm like, that doesn't make sense.
That's why I didn't introduce us.
A Mouthful podcast.
Yeah, Charity will now forever say A Mouthful. I will just let her be great.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Because even on the thing, on you wrote Mouthful episode one, and I was like,
In my head, I heard your voice going...
A mouthful.
And I was like, you know, it's none of my business. We just have to figure this out. We are using all of this for the first time. We are woman independent.
Yes, we don't need no helpers.
Whether man or female.
We're male not being or female, we
gender
do not
biased
need help.
Here. We just don't need help.
We're good.
Just know when we ask for your help, it's because we want it, not because we
because we need it.
Just to clear that out.
Actually, we actually needed help setting this up. So
we lied.
We are liars.
I am Asante, one of your hosts.
I am Charity, and I'm your other host for this podcast.
Yeah. I am 22. Oh my gosh, you guys know so much about me already.
And I am a 21 years of age. I just turned 21. Hey! I just turned 21.
21, 21 savage.
Yeah, so we're just two Southern African girls, young women.
Yes.
You know?
Not girls anymore.
Not girls. Please. We're not girls anymore. We are young women. I'm from Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm. And I'm from South Africa.
Yeah, you know Sauda. Sauda. Out here in Canada. Yeah,
in the cold, 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 cold.
I hate it here.
That is Charity saying for this, like, a whole university career is I hate it here.
Because I do.
When are you going to start loving it?
I don't think I ever will.
Okay.
And that's okay.
That's okay.
Yeah. Not every day loving everything.
No.
Not every day.
You need to hate something.
Yeah.
And you chose Canada.
That's what it has to
be. But she took her two left legs here. That is none of our business.
No one forced me. No one asked me to come here. My parents weren't like, oh, Charity, please go to Canada. If anything, they wanted me to stay home. But I was like, nah, I got to dip. And now I don't enjoy it here. But we make the most.
We make the most. I mean, we made each other here.
I mean, yeah, exactly.
That was a blessing.
What are we doing here?
We are studying. I am studying communications.
And I am studying health sciences.
And we clap for her. Yay! Because, whoa. All my communication students know that ain't our portion.
It is not fun. But, yeah, we're here for education.
Why are you studying health science?
Why? Because I want to do public health. I've just always been like interested in health and medicine and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But I think I realized I don't want to be a doctor.
Okay.
But I think I want to do public health. So like the dream, the ultimate goal is to work for like the World Health Organization. Mm-hmm. And yeah, maybe even be the Minister of Health in Zimbabwe.
You know, you heard it here first.
You heard it here first. Your future Minister of Health is talking to you right now.
Literally.
It is a privilege and it is an honor.
And you are welcome. You're very welcome.
You're very, very welcome. And why did you decide communications?
I like talking. And I love
Tell
the sound of my own voice. That's why I guess we're here as well.
Yeah.
No, but on a serious note, public relations. I remember all the teachers in high school were just like, Asante, you talk too much. And my one business teacher was like, you should look into public relations, human resources. I told myself I don't want to deal with people when it comes to hiring and firing. That's not my portion.
Yeah.
Because I'm not really nice.
This is true.
Yeah. I am a nice person.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's weird because you are actually a very, very nice person.
Yeah.
But when you're annoyed and you do not hide it.
No, I don't. Like, why are we going to be fake like that?
It's not being fake. It's being polite.
Ooh, child. We need to define polite and nice. It's two different things. And I cannot be polite. I'm so sorry. People in Canada... Oh, polite. That's all I'm going to say because I live here and I don't want to be kicked
deported.
Out. Yeah. But yeah, public relations. One day rep like Nike or just a huge, huge corporation.
Yeah.
Don't want to do Adidas because that's my favorite brand. I don't think I'm allowed to say that, but it is. It is my favorite brand.
Yeah.
Me and my Adidas. Yeah.
That's cool.
Thank you.
That's cool. So we're going to do like quick get to know us so that you guys get to know what we're about. And then after we do our little introductions and we're going to do like a little question tag. I just picked up questions from the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to talk more about what this podcast is about and why we're here.
Yeah.
So the question tag, Asante.
Yes.
What do you like doing for fun?
Wow. I love, love, love listening to music.
Mm.
And if you know me, you know I'm a music junkie.
Yeah.
Like, for fun, like, I'll discover new music. If I'm alone, I discover new music. If I'm with people, just hanging out, games night. If I'm with the girls, some wines night. But yeah, like, just quality time is my favorite thing.
Mm-hmm.
So for fun, definitely some quality time. Bro, we could be running errands. Call me.
Yeah.
I most probably am procrastinating already. So
might as well
make it fun.
True, let's
run to Walmart. Let's run to Costco.
Let's go buy some bread.
Like, pick me up, though.
True.
Like, don't say let's meet there. I don't know about that.
Yeah.
But we have Uber. We thank Uber for coming to Vancouver. Thank you, Uber. We, by we, I mean Charity is a very lazy transit human, so I barely see her.
Why are you telling people that?
Yeah, we get to know us.
That is true. That is true.
Okay, and you?
I don't do much.
I'm boring.
I'm quite boring. I don't do much, but I want to start, I want to pick up piano again, because I did play piano, like, all my life. Since I would say like grade 5 and throughout high school. And then I guess since I came here, just not having that easy access to a piano, mm-hmm. I just stopped. But it's something that I was really passionate about. It's something that calms me down. It's something, yeah, whenever I'm sad, I'll go play piano. So I think I want to pick that up again. Mm-hmm. But as of now, I sleep.
And you're on your phone.
And I am, yeah, that's true. I'm addicted to my phone. I have
she
a problem.
She is very addicted. It's a big problem. And she knows, problem. Every time I say Charity, she knows why I'm calling her name.
But I'm trying.
Like, when she's with people, she's on her phone. It just doesn't make sense to me.
I'm trying. I deleted Twitter because I was addicted to Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm
addicted to Twitter. It's not over. Stop lying to the
people.
I
am addicted to Twitter.
Thank
but
you.
I am working on it. And that's, you know, progress.
Growth. This year's about...
Exactly. So I'm working on it. And I also just enjoy hanging out with my friends when I have the energy to leave my house. if they're not coming to my place, yeah. You know, I really enjoy hanging out with friends because I've got pretty cool friends. So that's what I like doing for fun. Okay, don't gas yourself up.
Second question is, have you ever had a nickname and what was it?
Yes. So the nickname from my family is mm-hmm. Cherry.
Okay.
So, like, my parents, people mm-hmm. call me Cherry. I think for a while, I think my sister didn't even know what my full name is.
Yeah,
because I'd be like, oh, my name is Charity. Then she's like, no, it's Cherry. I'm like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, my family and, like, yeah, close family and church people, mm-hmm. that's what they call me. And then in high school, my friends called me Chaz. It's because apparently the generic nickname for Charities and Zim, at least,
mm-hmm.
apparently is Chazo, and I hated that.
Oh, okay.
So they made it, you know, a little cool, and they just started calling me Chaz. Mm-hmm. So even now, some friends of mine from high school still call me Chaz. And Asante likes calling me Cheriri, which
yes!
I hate.
I love Cheriri. Hi,
so,
Cheriri.
No.
She hates it.
I
literally
hate it so much.
On my phone, her name is Cheriri.
And I can't stand it.
And she will have to for the rest of her life.
Well, that's
here
that.
We are.
Mm. Mm. What are your nicknames?
My nickname, my parents always called me Santi.
Aw.
No, I'm lying. Santi was that what they called me. Dimple's family calls me Santi.
Mm-hmm.
Dimple calls me Hasasa. And I'm just like, where did you get that nickname from?
That's
like,
very violent.
Very violent.
Yeah.
And then Among, her brother, started calling me Hasasa as well. So yeah, the common ones are Sante. I have a lot of best friends. That's what I'm trying to say. Not two of my only best friends.
And
a couple of my best friends. They call me Sand. Because they wanted to stand out and be different.
Mm.
And they've just called me Sand since high school. So
yeah.
We're stuck with that. And then Micah, my ultimate best friend, he's called me Sun forever. And I was like, Sun? And like, the sun? He's like, no, like the sun, not your son as a child. Because he says I bring so much light into his life.
Aww.
So yeah. So
yeah, you're cute.
Very, very nice. Shout out.
That is very sweet.
Yeah.
If you could live anywhere in the world, where would it be?
Oh, Lord. In an airplane. I love the airplane.
You're so weird.
I love traveling. I love it. I just in the air, just where no
really?
One can call you, no one can text you, and you're just like, yeah. I love like traveling home. It takes 24 hours minimum.
Minimum, yeah.
Minimum to get home.
More than that.
So,
I spend most of my time going home, like, in the air. Like, it's just so much fun. But I flew with Emirates one time, and they have Wi-Fi on board, and I hate that. Because I don't want to have to ever have to contact people that are not
it's
in
not,
the airplane.
It's not forced. Is it by force?
Is it?
It's not.
No, but, like, still it's there. The Wi-Fi is there.
You don't have to use it.
No, but then it's there. Now I'm like, ugh. What am I missing? If it's not there at all, like with British Airways, it's not there.
So you have I'm no like, choice but not to be.
Yeah, like put my phone away. And then I listen to music. Like I love music. So I'll just listen to music and sleep mm-hmm. and drink wine. Wow. Yeah. But like, no. Okay, for serious. Where would I love if I could? I would love in Cape Town. Mm. Minus the racism. Because I just love the beach. Like that's where I want to retire. In Cape Town, on Clifton Beach. Me and my mans, our kids will be grown, having their own families. When we just, like, live, and then we'll be grandma and grandpa's house.
Yeah.
So they come for fun for, like, the weekend, and then they
and
go
then
home.
They leave.
And they come back, and then they leave. Yeah, so definitely Cape Town, Clifton Beach.
That's pretty cool.
And you?
I hate flying. I just had to put that out there. Yeah. I hate flying. Hate it, hate it, hate it. Like, I have really bad flying anxiety. Like I
you told me this. I found it very funny.
Cry on like every single flight. I think I'm gonna die. It's not funny. It's not funny. It's a real. I'm so sorry if anyone's listening to this in with headphones on because I'm screaming. But yeah, I hate flying, so can't relate. But I think I would live in Zim. Just if things were, I guess things were proper and you know the economy was. Right and normal. Mm-hmm. I just really love home. Like I really, really genuinely love home.
She really, really does.
I really do. Like I want to go home all the time.
Literally.
So
if she went home and lived in her own apartment,
that's true.
She would never come back for university.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Come for what?
For who?
The only reason I'm like, oh, I want to go back to school, because obviously I miss my friends and also just living in your mother's house.
It's a different situation in Africa.
Yeah, it's a whole different situation.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I'll definitely live in Zim. That's where my heart is.
Yep. Art of arts. Then we have for the fourth question, what are some of your pet peeves? Ooh, cha, so many.
Wow, where do I start?
So many. Wait, does this make us seem as if we're complainers? Listen, honey, it's just things sometimes just get on your nerves.
And I'm sure it's lots of people have lots of pet peeves.
Yeah, you know what? We're fine.
Yeah, we're good. We're good. I have several.
Okay.
But let me pick a few.
Yeah.
Let me pick like two.
Okay.
A pet peeve of mine. First of all, I hate people who argue. But like with no water, like they just argue
no context.
For they make you know people who just argue. You try to explain and they're just like no, I can't stand
stubborn
it.
People.
Like there we go,
there
that's the
is.
Word. I hate people who are stubborn. I myself am very stubborn.
Yeah,
but there's a difference.
Charity stubborn is like she knows she's wrong, but she just doesn't care. Like she'll be like, I hear you. I know I'm wrong, but no.
But you know,
it's like she's not like saying no.
There's some people like who will. Who are so stubborn that they're not even willing to listen.
Ooh,
and I can't stand that. Can't stand it. I also can't stand lateness. Like when people are very, very late and they don't say anything. My issue is if you don't tell me, I'm going to be late. I'm so sorry. I'm going to be 5 minutes late. I'm going to be 10 minutes late. I'm going to go, cool, bed. But if 30 minutes, an hour, you haven't showed up and you don't say anything,
don't piss me off.
Who raised you? Exactly.
Don't
like,
piss
no,
me
no,
off.
No, 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 no. So
and I don't
I
also like this
tardiness.
Culture of like Africans being like African timing. That's nonsense.
Yeah, black time. I'm like, no.
That's nonsense. No. I'm sorry. I'm from Africa as well. Like, my dad raised me to be on time, if not 10 minutes before.
Yeah.
So, like, listen, that's definitely one of mine. My friends know. So, my friends here, shout out. In me, Nance and them, like, they know when they're late, I'm pissed. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't talk to me. Like, for the first 10 minutes of us being together,
just
don't talk to me until I get over it, but stop being late. And I don't like excuses, because excuses don't, like, nothing's going to make sense right now, because I told you the time, you know that I would rather appreciate it for you, because I feel like when you're late, you just don't respect me as a person.
Exactly.
I respect you enough to be on
time.
Exactly,
to be there. And now I'm just standing here looking at myself.
In the
and
mirror.
You're not there.
And I even took out the time to be earlier.
Yeah.
No. Okay, so my pet peeves. I hate sounds.
I was about to say that.
I hate sounds. Like when someone clicks their pen or goes, or when you eat with your mouth open. Oh, It drives me crazy.
And the thing is, I hate little sounds.
Yes.
So it's not like if there's a huge noise in the background, I don't care. Yeah. But if it's little, like, little especially little things. Repetitive.
Don't piss me
off.
Oh
my gosh, my heart is hurting just thinking about it.
No, like, I hate sounds, that's for sure. And also, I don't know if this is a pet peeve or just who I am. This is the other thing. I hate people who are rude to people who didn't do anything to them.
Yeah.
So, for example, in the situation like that we just had, I wasn't really rude. I was just annoyed.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't like people who... I don't like bullies.
There we go.
That's the word. Bullies. I hate bullies. Like, it's not attractive. It's not... I don't... even not even with attraction. As a friend, I wouldn't want to bully. Mm. Like, stop bringing someone else down. Like, ew.
Yeah.
No. Bad energy, stay far away.
Stay far away. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, same.
That's me.
Same, same, same. What's your favorite movie?
Yo, Transformers Revenge of the Fallen. Till this day. Till this day. Like, I am obsessed with Transformers. My brother, blame him. He used to love Transformers. And every time we went to the movies, he would watch his own movie, and I always wanted to watch with him. So I was like, no, I want to watch with you. And he watched Transformers. So we watched the first one, then the second one. That was the last one with Megan Fox and Shia LaBeouf in the same movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the third one, Optimus Prime died. So his voice wasn't authentic anymore. So mm-hmm. I just didn't like watching it. So they used bits of his voice to make in the other ones. And yeah. I'm like, you know what? I know this is fake. So I'm not for it. So Revenge of the Fallen was my favorite one. That was the second one. That was my absolute favorite one.
Wow, and the passion in your eyes.
Dude, I've been watching that movie 300 times.
Lol. For me, I don't like those actions, types of action, yeah. Marvel. I'm not into those type of movies. But my favorite movie, I think, is Me Before You.
Really?
I love that movie.
No, that was a good movie.
I've watched it so many times. I think that's my favorite movie.
Wow.
That's it.
I don't really have favorite movies, though. Like,
yeah, I've got...
There's a season and a period. Exactly. Like, when I think, I'm like, oh, Easy A is also one of my favorite movies. I really like that mm-hmm. one, you know? Yeah, but like, ooh, I'm just... Okay, yeah.
Transformers.
Good.
If you could only eat any meal, any one meal for the rest of your life, what would it be?
It has to be something with chicken.
Mm.
So, I want to say chicken tenders, but at the same time, I want to say pizza. Because pizza's good.
Oh, I remember that pizza from Pizza Hut.
I told you. let me. Story time. I told this girl. I said Pizza Hut is a good pizza
place.
But it's
expensive. That 100%.
Was my thing. I did not say it was cheap. I never said it was cheap. I said it was good pizza. She goes, it's expensive. I said, sure, cool. Let's order Domino's. We ordered Domino's. We had a good time. Mm. Then she came to my house the next time. And I was like, listen, we're having Pizza Hut by five by force for games night. We had Pizza Hut and Charity never looked bake.
That was beautiful. That was a beautiful
You're
pizza.
You're welcome. And you, what would be garlic bread?
Yes. Either garlic bread and like pasta. So like an Italian meal.
Yeah.
Or the BLT chicken sandwich from McDonald's. And the fries.
Ew.
That would be the meal I'd eat for the rest of my life.
That is such a ghetto meal.
It's, what do you mean? You chose
the words
pizza.
That
That's
came up
so
my mouth.
Cliche.
You get expensive pizza.
That
can
is
you
so
get
corny.
Expensive BLT from McDonald's? No.
No, but I can get several.
Ooh, there we go. It's not about the money, guys. It ain't about the money.
Got it.
Money. Okay, then our last question would be, which would you rather do? Wash dishes, mow the lawn, clean the bathroom, or vacuum the house? Vacuum that house.
Really?
Vacuum. I'm sorry. It's so much fun. I love vacuuming.
I'd wash the dishes.
Ew. Okay, but washing dishes is therapeutic.
Yeah.
Wash dishes with your hands.
What do you mean?
Dishwasher.
No. That doesn't count. Wow,
I sound
Canada
so
has really spoiled you.
No, it really... No, but we have a dishwasher at home as well. Yeah. I don't like washing. I'm sorry. It's therapeutic in the sense of like, oh, okay, but standing there and...
Yeah.
Usamba.
Yes, I'd rather wash dishes.
Really?
It's just, yeah.
Wow.
It's just so therapeutic, especially if you want to do it. I hope it didn't cancel. Okay.
Yeah.
So I was going to be mad. Okay. Dishes.
That was good. That was our tag, and we're done with that. I learned things about Charity, as in, like, she would rather wash dishes. I would not. I'd rather vacuum the house. It's so much fun vacuuming the house. Like, it's so much fun. I vacuum my house. Oh, I got a text to see if it's from someone I like.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, so I'd rather vacuum the house. Okay, so our next agenda is basically the podcast itself, like what we're about, where it started, why we wanted to do a podcast, and what we're going to be talking about throughout our episodes. Mm. We'll have series, obviously.
Yeah.
And who should be listening? Like, who do you you should share these podcasts with, and who do you think need to hear this podcast? So, first thing we're going to talk about is, like, where this podcast idea started. Well, it was in Shad, because I just moved. I remember. I'm the one with a brilliant memory. Memory of an elephant.
Yeah, I forget things all the time.
So, we were in my my room, and I was the CA, which is a community advisor here on the res, and my room was bigger. So, Charity and I were on the in the same building, but different floors, and she came to my house, and we just started talking a lot and stuff like that about things in of life, of, like, being in Canada, being a black woman in Canada, being an immigrant.
I remember now.
Yeah, and just started having conversations, and then she's like, oh, I wanted to start a podcast. I'm like, that's so weird. I've always wanted to start one. Like, we should do one together, because our conversations are very, we always leave with different opinions, or we hear each other out, which I really like about our friendship. So, yeah, we were like, let's start a podcast. We literally, from that day, we had always been talking about it. It's been a thing of, like, we'll start it. We just didn't have the resources. Like, I would Google on Amazon, like, some mics and stuff. My friend Hugo, he had a mic, you know, but we didn't know how to go about it. So, then SFU basically opened up this media room. So, our money's obviously going through good use.
Some of it.
Shame. This is the alumni's money. This is not ours yet.
But still.
Yeah. So then now we're here.
Yeah.
And wow. We're finally doing it. And I think definitely 2020 is a year about doing things that we said we've always wanted to do. Do you want to go? Where did the name come from?
I think that has to be you.
Yeah, because I...
Asante is the one that came up with the name. Because we're like, let's think of names. And I'll just, like, think about things and write down names. But they just didn't speak to me.
Yeah.
Then remember one day, we were in the bus. It was raining. She stole my umbrella. But that's a story for another day. Anyway.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, my gosh, I think I found a name. I have a name. I have a suggestion. Then I was like, what is it? Then she was like, a mouthful. And I was like... Wow.
Yeah.
That's it. I think that's it. So how did you come about that name?
I think it also came from the fact that I talk too much. So I always have so much to talk about. And it's like a mouthful. It's like so much comes out of our conversations, right? Yeah. So I just was like, okay, let's just think. Like, and I just was really like in that day, I was just sitting and just going, what are we gonna, and then a mouthful came up, and then like that just stuck. I didn't come up with any other names after that.
Even after you said that, I don't, it just sounded like that's it, you know. So here we are, a
mouthful
podcast.
I said mouthful, that's why I'm stuck with mouthful, because I came up with the name.
That's so, not an excuse.
Whatever, we move.
Why we wanted to start the podcast, I think Asante basically addressed that we think we have opinions that are important. We think we have so many conversations that we think need to be had, that could be beneficial to somebody, and that could be entertaining, that could be interesting. And we're also just really funny people.
100%.
And not to toot my own horn, but we are hilarious. Yeah. And if you don't laugh, it's because you don't have a sense of humor, and I can't help you there.
No, we can't.
Sorry.
But Thank you. Next.
We think we are not just have relevant conversations we think we can have, but we can be entertaining at the same time.
And also, I think our conversations are very
relatable.
They're very relatable, especially with anyone.
Yeah.
And I think a big part is, like, these are conversations that people need to have. Just to spark your interest, like, sometimes have good intellectual conversations. It's not every day, drink every day, this university, but, like, sit down, talk, think, like, have your thoughts and listen to someone else's opinion so you can grow from that, right?
Exactly. Because we have a lot of, whenever I have conversations with Asante, sometimes there's things that come up and I'm like, oh my gosh, I never thought about that like that. And, you know, it's so eye-opening, and would like to hope that we'll be able to do that for other people as well. and what our podcast is going to be about.
A lot of things.
A lot, yeah.
A lot of things. But we're going to talk a lot about what we've been through.
Mm-hmm.
Being students who don't live with their parents across the world in a different continent, different country, different climate. What's
different
that?
Culture.
Different culture. Different beliefs, morals.
Yeah.
And how that's affected our journey thus far. We're going to talk about relationships.
Yeah.
At the time we started this, I don't know if you wanted to share this, but like Charity was in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So we were going to do from a person in a relationship and person who's single. Very, very, very single. Has been single for 22 years. But
it's okay.
The Lord is coming.
Exactly.
So we don't worry.
Exactly.
But you know, it's hard. Like, listen, people always go, the Lord is coming. I'm patient. But I'm going to be honest with you. It's not fun.
Yeah.
There's days where I'm like, hell, Lord, bring him today.
Like, are you
serious? I will be a whore. Fine. Is that what you want?
Is that what you want from me?
Yeah.
So we're going to be talking about things like that. Yeah.
Talking about being a woman, how we feel about African men here in Canada.
Yeah.
Like, how they treat us.
Yeah.
Like, how we feel. Yeah, that type of thing.
Yeah, and we're both Christians, so I guess that's something. Faith, we're going to be talking about faith and how that impacts a lot of things, especially being in this type of, like, it's so different being a Christian back home and being a Christian. Yeah, it's totally different dynamics, so we want to talk about that. We're going to talk about, so many things, man.
University.
Yeah.
Mental health.
The sky's the limit.
Literally, and we also want to hear from you. So obviously we're going to have our Instagram page. So we'll obviously ask you guys what you guys want to hear, and we'll address those topics as well.
Yeah.
And then our last agenda is who should be listening. Everybody.
Everyone.
Everyone should be
literally
listening. Parents.
Your mom, your dad, your uncle, your boyfriend, your side chick.
Literally.
Okay, please don't have side chicks, guys.
No. Do whatever you want. They're not your parents.
But yeah, we're going to, everyone. We think, of course, there's some people that would be, that this would be most helpful for.
Yeah.
So people, I guess, were exactly like us. So African women who are
in
the diaspora, in university. But I think our conversations are very useful for so many different demographics.
To educate,
yeah. Because parents would use this because now they can understand what their children are going through. You yourself can, I guess, realize that, wait, I'm not the only one going through this. Like, I'm not alone in this.
Yeah.
And I think also because we have such a diverse range of conversations we want to have, this is going to be helpful for a lot of people. So yeah, all of you, we want you to listen. We want you to tune in.
And we'll have guests, obviously.
Yeah.
Like males, females, bisexual people.
Exactly.
Like
Barack Obama.
Michelle Obama.
All of them. We're going to have them all.
No, like, it's literally open to anyone. We just want to generate conversations around those ends. So,
yeah.
But thank you so much for listening. There was a lot of babbling. This was our first episode. Please be kind.
Be nice.
Be kind. Be very, very kind.
We tried our very best.
Yeah, and I feel like in anything that starts off, it's not going to be perfect.
Yeah.
Like, unless you're, like, you have been in the entertainment business all your life.
Which
and now you've
have
decided
not.
You want to start a podcast, that would be easy for you, but we haven't.
Yeah.
So I'm excited. I like a dirty, and I do use quote-unquote, first episode, like a messy one, like something that we can always reflect
and
look back on.
And to be amazing, to just look at that growth and that progress.
Yeah.
And we are so excited. I think this is going to be, I don't know, I see really big things happening for
100%.
This podcast. And I see us growing so much, just and impacting people's lives. So I think that's
across
the most
the
important
world,
thing.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for tuning in.
Thank you, thank you.
We will see you.
You will
hear us next week.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Is that your outro music?
Ding 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 ding.